Welcome to the Improvising Life podcast, where we explore how life can be more livable. This is Lori Love, your host, and we are coming back with an episode in our How Human Design Helps Me Human series. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing my experience with my defined energy center. So again, if you've already pulled your human design chart, there's going to be more likely than not some of the shapes, other triangles, squares, diamond, they're going to be colored in or they're going to be white. If they're colored in, they're defined. And that's what I'm going to speak about today, which is my defined centers and my experience with those. Side note, if you are a reflector and you have no defined centers, this is still helpful to listen to because you're in the very small minority of people who have no energy centers defined. So you will be affected by an experience other people's definition very intensely at times. So that being said, I, as a child, would say to others and would feel like I was a walking head. And it is so amazing that that intuition I had as a child was so accurate, because guess what? My only defined centers in my human design chart are my head and my ajna, the very top two triangles, which makes me a mental projector. So the only defined energy I have is in my head. So the fact that I felt like and experienced life as a walking head was absolutely accurate, and it's just something that like tickles me to be like, wow, little Lori really knew her shit until I was convinced otherwise, you know. And so I just want to like celebrate little Lori for a moment for knowing that. And so I'm at this point of life where I'm really trying to sort of round out that statement with, I'm a walking head, and that's okay, because I was taught and made to think it's like not okay. I shouldn't be sharing so many ideas. I shouldn't be asking questions. You know, I shouldn't be feeling this pressure to talk, right? Because I have an open throat center. So like trying to get all this mental energy out, right? And all the different ways that that was not embraced, I would say, by caregivers and adults in my life. And so that being said, to think about defined centers, I think of it as like Maybelline. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's her human design, right? So like a play on that saying or that slogan. But it is like the born with it vibes. So any energy centers that you have defined are going to be like these knowledge centers. Knowledge meaning like it's innate. You just know that energy. It's very intuitive to you. Again, we're talking about like as a child, this would have felt very natural. Understanding that as we grew up and became adults, we were may or may not have been expected to function in ways that we're not as supported for that. For our energy and how we were, you know, how we experienced life when we first came into the world. So this idea that then, you know, if the defined centers are knowledge, then undefined centers would be wisdom, because you're going to be learning through life in those areas more. Just wanted to share that in case you're like, well, what does undefined mean? But when we're thinking about our defined centers, I just want to acknowledge, normalize, and start to navigate the fact that the adults and caregivers around you may have felt some type of way about the energy that you would be giving off from your defined centers, because we share through our definition and we receive through our openness. And so what that means is if each center we have defined is a different radio channel, so to speak, or, you know, like a station, a TV channel, a show, something that is like audible for this example, right? And if you don't have access to hearing, then you can think of it as like certain colors that you would be seeing. It's something that gets your attention. And for some folks, feeling the intensity of that energy, whether, again, you're thinking of the acoustic example or the more spatial visual example, feeling that sureness about that energy, because again, since it's defined, it's innate in us, we'd feel confident in that energy as children, can trigger and remind caregivers of the ways that perhaps their own definition and the strength in that energy was not welcomed by the caregivers before them. And this is where we get into the intergenerational cycles of harm happening, right? I was taught, you know, so a caregiver might say, well, I was taught I couldn't do XYZ because we're not supposed to do that. Their parent who told them and raised them that way was probably told something similar about themselves growing up. And then that person's caregivers probably squash their light, wanted them to conform and act certain ways, right? And so this goes generation to generation. Hello, white supremacy culture, you know, for being a major catalyst of this. And so it's totally valid if when you're seeing what your defiance centers are, if there's this moment and part of your experience is, I don't actually resonate with that, because it could very well be something that was presented to you or talked about to you in a way that was not favorable, and so you had to mask that or disassociate with it. And that is in part what my experience was with having this defined head and ajna energy, where I just know things. I have all of the clairs, right? So clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, clairgustant, all of the things, right? And so I would just know things. I would be receiving like visions, or like I see my thoughts most often, especially if I'm speaking with someone. I see what I need to convey, and then I try to find the words for it. So I wouldn't necessarily be able to say, oh, I got this from page 7 of something. I also then have a certain tools and like lenses through which different aspects would come together that may not be typical for others. So I think very much think of myself as a kaleidoscope oracle. Really, the oracle is like in the sense of having information and things coming through. And the kaleidoscope energy is like a way to have things come into view and click into place that's not common for other people's experience. And so imagine then having, you know, like for my parents' example, our experience, you know, a child who just knows things, ask questions that you don't know the answer to. And perhaps, you know, and this is me projecting, but perhaps then that brought up feelings of, well, I don't know that. And I was told by my parents that adults know everything. So if I don't have the answer to this, then that means something about me as a parent and an adult. So I have to just dismiss the question and then, you know, tell my child not to ask them. Essentially, that's the like not trauma dumping on you version of how that went. But I wanted to share that because if we're thinking about human design helps us human, it's really can be such a helpful doorway to revisit the humanity of ourselves and of our caregivers. Understanding that doesn't mean that excuses have to be made for their behavior, especially harmful behavior, but just seeing that so much is interconnected. And in most cases, the person who's harmed us isn't the person who originated that type of harm, right? They might have experienced it in some way, and just starting to see the vastness of these cycles of harm that we are endeavoring to disrupt and break. And so with this information, once you're seeing your centers on your chart and you're understanding, oh, I have these certain centers defined, what can come from that is like this idea of like you're able to know what your lane is and leverage that and staying in it in a different way. So, you know, there's often that saying of like, oh, like stay in your lane. If we think about energy, what if our lanes can be where we're defined, and by knowing that that's a strength, that's where we can, quote, stay in it, but really meaning we can start our relationship with ourselves through human design, spending some time with that. Notice throughout the day, oh, how does this energy feel like it wants to come up? Does it feel like it's safe and accessible for it to come up? Does it feel like I need some support in this area because I have things to unpack? And it may go, this feeling of this energy may go against what I've been told and what I'm telling myself now is how I'm supposed to function. And in doing so, it starts to lessen up the tension of trying to adult in certain ways that may not feel congruent or supportive for us or sustainable for us. Starting to really see that there's a gift and a beauty in what energy, our whole design overall, and through our defined centers, again, that's where we're giving. That's where other people are going to be experiencing that energy most tangibly, as we're interacting. And so, You know, in my case, I have this defined head and nashna to be giving people ideas to be inspired by and to be curious about and to bring things into awareness and question consciousness. And how are people really thinking? How did we get there? Are there other ways we can start to be putting pieces together? And really, I am a sense maker. You know, I'm here to make sense of things and provide those options as opportunities for individuals to then experience and play with and have their own relationship with and fact find for themselves and try things on and see what fits and doesn't fit. You know, like shifting that awareness so a relationship with yourself feels more accessible, and then the change that you feel like you're here to make in the world becomes something that is more supported in your like beingness with yourself and your relationship with others. And so, you know, and sharing that this idea of, you know, can there be more ease and life becomes more livable when we're able to start having even these micro moments in our day where we're allowing the energy that is the most consistent within us to be and to express and to provide value and richness in our life. Because energy, the defined energy center, is going to be consistent energy. That is what is going to be going through our body and our being all day, every day. It exists within us. It's like the pulse, it's the hum that's within our bodies. And with that, there's such an important caveat to share that consistent energy doesn't mean it's healthy energy. Again, what that means is if our consistent energy centers is what's most likely to be squashed and criticized as children, then we may have learned some unhealthy ways of relating with that energy, or masking it, or downplaying it, or belittling it. And that can be unhealthy for us and also lead to some unhealthy patterns that aren't supportive for us, and that might be the very things we're trying to shift. And so, to give a personal example, having a defined head and ajna, I always have thoughts. And then you add in my ADHD, I always have thoughts. And now I realize that if I'm having a lot of self-doubt, that's because that energy is now stuck in an unhelpful loop, because I have a certain energy characteristic that is supposed to have doubt, but it's supposed to be doubting things outside of me. It's supposed to be doubting what I've been told, doubting information that people have given to say, like, is this fact? Is this opinion? Is there overlap here? Does this align with values? Does this dehumanize someone? Does this feel like it's, you know, manipulative? Like, have doubt of what is around me. So then that filters into that kaleidoscope part of my defined ajna of starting the sense-making process. So now that I'm aware of all this, I can realize that if I'm in a moment of self-doubt and I'm turning that doubt inwards, I'm turning myself into Swiss cheese, is how it feels. I'm poking holes in myself that don't need to be there. Really, there's a like veil or a tapestry in front of me, and I'm supposed to be poking holes in that to sort of test out its integrity, see if we're like limiting ourselves by, you know, not having a certain angle we're playing with something. And so essentially, I just wanted to share that is like, what energy you might have consistently within you might not feel like it's that supportive at first. And that's a very okay and valid experience to be having as a human in 2024, because we're barely making it as a species and as humanity right now. And who hasn't been unscathed through life, right? And also, there are ways to start supporting ourselves through that energy, feeling more supportive, sustainable, and helpful for us to find this sense of beingness, to shift out of that adulting on autopilot mode, as I like to think of it. And so, if any of this is feeling like intriguing, or you're looking at your chart and you're like, oh, I have these centers, so the platform like hosting site that I use for this podcast is called Buzzsprout, and they have a new feature called fan mail, and essentially you can quote text or send a message through fan mail, and I would get that. So you can actually start to send direct messages or like questions to me, and then I can respond to them in upcoming episodes. So this is a new feature, and I'm inviting you to test that out. You can either just let me know, hey, I have this center and that center defined, or oh, I have the center defined and I'm a little curious on how that might be showing up for me, can you speak to that? And so if you would like to be one of the, quote, sort of beta testers for this, I would absolutely love that. And so you would do so at going to www.improvidinglife.buzzsprout.com. This will be linked in the show notes. And there will be that fan mail feature where you can send those messages and I'll be able to respond to them. But that being said, we are at the 15-minute mark and I want to acknowledge your time and brain space. And that being said, anytime I finish a reading with any of my human design clients or my coaching clients, I like to remind them that because I have defined head and ajna, I'm like a fiber flush, right? So my energy is coming literally in through your head and it's going to sort of pinball around your entire body and loosen up any gunk or debris, so to speak, and make things come to your awareness. So that way you can decide, do I still want to be carrying this around in my like energetic book bag? Do I want to be like yeeting it into the abyss? And so take good care of yourself, right? A lot of information was just shared in a brief amount of time and just, it feels humane and ethical for me to just share, hey, you're going to feel that fiber flush, so to speak. My energy is going to be doing its work in your energy field. And that's one of the beautiful things about knowing our human design is, again, I'm here to give this energy out for people to experience. And especially if you have your head and ajna undefined or open, you'd be receiving it from me in a heightened, more like visceral way than if you're listening to this and you also have your head and ajna defined like I do. So that being said, have a razzle dazzle day. And as always, you can put an F on front and have a frazzle dazzle day.